On the one hand, we there's the worry about prescribing a curriculum for whatever purposes, whether triumphalist. I'm not particularly going to defend Michael Gove's use of the island story. I mean, it was unfortunate because there is, some of the things, particularly egregious version of that we are, belongs to our remote childhood. But the sort of sense in which there are certain, for example, I mean, how many of you this, and maybe lots and lots of you, but how many of this school year in Key Stage 3, for example, have been able to teach as much 18th century history as you would like? I wasn't asking for a giggle, actually. I was asking for hands. Not a whole lot, then, actually, maybe. That's when, Britain became an industrial nation, among other things. So the issue, I think, on the one hand, sort of over-prescribing some sort of notional core of stories or core of moments or events or ideas or whatever that will simply result in the trivialization and the inability to ask deep questions. On the other hand, there is the issue of the lost 18th century, not to make that the be-all and end-all. So Michael took a sort of relaxed and extremely canny view of prescribing diversity is only a history teacher could come up with that fabulous oxymoron, really, actually. Genius one.